This is KNX Business Hour, number one for your business and consumer news here in Southern California, right after the closing bell on Wall Street. Good afternoon. I'm Frank Motek. Month of July goes out in the Wall Street history books, with gold taking its biggest monthly drop in 2 years, oil prices sliding, LA gas prices still stubbornly high, the stock market closing, ending slightly positive for the month. We'll have market analysis in just a moment with Ed Wedbush at Wedbush Securities. We see the Dow coming in for a closing loss today of 56 points. NASDAQ down a point and the S&P 500 down five. John Kilduff, oil analyst and a CNBC contributor, will be joining us on what's ahead for gas and oil prices, as well as consumers and investors. One of the biggest bankruptcies in Hollywood history happened this week, a day after the BK filing of Relativity Media. We'll get an update on the fallout from Matthew Bellany, executive editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Mortgage rates pulling back some more heading into the weekend. We'll have the very latest for you. The Business Hour is sponsored by your Southern California BMW centers. Let's bring in Ed Wedbush now with Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown L.A. It's been a nervous month, Ed, with the focus of attention largely on China and Greece and the price of oil and tanking again. We also had the consumer confidence readings taking a hit this month, including the latest reading today from the University of Michigan and the new evidence that gains in hiring have not boosted pay, according to the Labor Department. Give us your view of what we got here today and for the month of July.
Well, you summarized all the factors very, very well, Frank. And in my opinion, most of those factors are going to continue. I also believe that the problems that we've had with Greece worldwide, going on for years now, is going to resurface as the political events that have occurred over there are showing a real animosity amongst the various management and the government as to how this has been worked out. So I see that as adding to the problem. The oil pricing that you mentioned looks like it's going to continue. Chevron's earnings this quarter were down 90% compared to the quarter the year before. That's a very significant drop in the P.E. ratio of Chevron. It's going to go from approximately 9.5 up dramatically to a much larger number.
We're going to be taking a closer look at the oil and the refinery stocks. Looks like Valero had a big day today on the eye-popping profits as the price of gas continues to be stubbornly high here in the L.A. area due to refinery issues that we're told. What's your view of the oil patch and the refinery stocks here at the moment?
In general, I like the oil stocks. I like the natural gas stocks. I continue to see them as being undervalued on a big picture basis. But over the near term, we're going to see this type of negative commentary and events that you discussed. I would be careful, but I would be generally a buyer of those securities.
And, of course, in China, it's a different story with the Shanghai Composite down to, about 14% for the month. In fact, it's a worst monthly loss since August of 2008 during the bad old days of the Great Recession and the market downturn back then. How much of a factor is this going to be on our markets, and are you concerned about what's happening there with that big sell-off recently in China?
Yes, I am concerned about it. China has become a very prominent country economically and very important in securities markets around the world, as we've seen over the last 6 months more dramatically. I expect that China is another negative risk out there like Greece.
All right. And we've seen some wide moves in the social media stocks with Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook moving lower, despite some of them at least coming in with better than expected earnings. What's your view of that space here at the moment?
That would be a space that I would avoid. If I were to be aggressive and speculative, I'd be on the short side.
All right. Any specific places where you would be putting money now and or taking off the table?
I continue to recommend the home building stocks. They look fairly attractive to me, coming from a low base. The steel industry continues to look attractive to me. Even with the 90% decline in earnings, I recommend Chevron, and I also recommend the water industry securities. On the avoidance side, I would continue with my reference towards the restaurant stocks and avoid those, and I also would avoid the biopharmaceutical securities.
All right, we're starting the month of August here now with lower a finish here today, but up for the month of July just slightly, it looks like. Any historical advice for the month of August as we head into the dog days of summer here?
Well, I never think of it in terms of a bad day or a bad month or time period of the year, but I believe that the securities markets in August are going to continue with the volatility and the kind of dynamics that we're seeing here this past month, where securities, some of the higher price securities, are down or up as much as 10 to 30 points per day.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown L.A. Ed, always great to have you with us. Appreciate it and have a great weekend. We'll have the closing market report and more for you straight ahead. This portion